Hare Krishna. Even a go-getter needs to know where to go and what to get. Often people say that I'm a go-getter. I want to achieve things in life. I don't have time for this philosophy stuff. That is for people who are oldies, who are just fooling around in life, having nothing better to do. Actually, that is a stereotype, which is a caricature. If you look at to whom the Bhagavad Gita was spoken, Arjuna, we could say, was the ultimate go-getter. At a time when there were so many great archers, he practiced tirelessly and became the greatest archer. At a time when the people dreamt about doing lifelong piety and then ascending to heavens, Arjuna went to heaven in this very lifetime, in this very body. When all the kings in the Swayamvar failed to get the hand of the beautiful Draupadi, Arjuna got her hand. So, it's actually, he's a go-getter. He was an achiever. He was not simply an inactive philosopher. And yet, he also recognized that if I want to achieve things in life, I need to know what is it that I should achieve and how I should achieve it. Go-getter, where I have to go and what I have to get. I need to know that. So, at the start of the Bhagavad Gita, when the biggest war of Arjuna's life was about to begin, at that time, Arjuna saw the armies. And what did he say? It's 1.20 in the Bhagavad Gita states, Atha vyavasthitan drishtva, dhartarashtran kapi dhvajaha, pravritte shastra sampate, dhanurudyamya pandava rishikesham tadavakyam idamaha mahipate. So, Atha vyavasthitan drishtva, on seeing the various armies assembled together, Dhartarashtran especially saw the Kauravas, the sons of Dhritarashtra, and their whole army. Kapi dhvajaha, Arjuna, who had a monkey as his flag. Pravritte shastra sampate, he had picked up his bow and he was ready to fight. Dhanurudyamya pandava, that Pandava, that son of Pandu, foremost son of Pandu in terms of archery. Dhanurudyamya, he had picked up his bow. Rishikesham tada vakyam, and to Rishikesh he spoke. Idamaha mahipate, he spoke these words. So actually, when he spoke these words, what happened? He said, I want to see with whom I am fighting. And when he saw them, he thought, how can I fight with my relatives? What is my duty? Is my warrior's duty more important, or is my duty to my relatives more important? And he didn't know what to do. And that's how he turned to the Krishna and surrendered to him in 2.7. Karpanya doshopahata swabhava prichhami tvam dharma sammoodha chetaha yashriyasyan nishchitam bruhi tanme shishyaste ham shadhi mam tvam prapannam. So he said that, O Krishna, I don't know what to do. I am confused about dharma. Please, you become my spiritual master. I become your disciple. Please instruct me. I surrender to you. So similarly in our life, sometimes we may think, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to achieve these things. But we have to ask ourselves that, are these things really going to lead to fulfillment? Are they going to make me happy? Are they going to provide me anything lasting? If not, then why should we just be so caught in pursuing them that we don't think about life's lasting dimension? Now, to think about life's spiritual side doesn't mean that we have to give up all material aspirations, but we have to harmonize the material with the spiritual. It was not that Arjuna, because he became a devotee, because he became a spiritualist, he stopped being an archer. Now, he still remained a top-notch archer, but he was a spiritual archer. So, like that, it is not that to gain spiritual knowledge, we have to give up our material life. Rather, our spiritual will direct our material so that our life journey leads to the ultimate fulfillment. So, if we want to be achievers, then we should inquire about what is the ultimate achievement that we can have in life. And when we understand our spiritual side, when we understand this nature of our spiritual relationship with Krishna, which is eternal, then we understand that practicing bhakti, understanding bhakti and practicing bhakti is the best go-getting activity that we can do. And just as Arjuna was in an extremely urgent situation in the middle of a battlefield, and even there he did not stop he there even there he took time out from his go-getting to learn spiritual knowledge. So no situation that we are in should be deemed so urgent that we can't take up spiritual knowledge. We can't take time to understand spiritual knowledge and apply it and reap ultimate fulfillment thereof. Thank you. Hare Krishna.